From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Netflix has earnings out tomorrow, and in those earnings, we are likely to see more cash. Over the past few months, the company's 58 million U.S. subscribers have started to see monthly price increases of $1 or $2 for different plans. Netflix has its hits, for sure, from Tidying Up with Marie Kondo to Orange is the New Black. But raising prices in a crowded market is a bold move. Marketplace's Erica Barris has more.
When Netflix announced the price hike in January, it said increased revenue would go towards making more shows and movies. Kevin Sandler teaches media studies at Arizona State University.
If you're going to raise your price, you need to justify that price with quality. And it's not simply quantity.
And there's competition out there, like Amazon Prime and Hulu, soon Apple TV and Disney Plus. Some people may sign up for several services. And while they might not notice paying a couple of extra dollars for one service, Sandler says,
when you add it all up together, is it going to be worth it for the consumer?
It may not be, says Michael Greeson, who researches consumer behavior. He says Netflix may lose subscribers. At $6.99, Disney's plan will cost less than what Netflix offers. And Greeson says with competitors entering the market, subscribers
may be more susceptible to dropping out because of the availability of free services.
So this price hike may prompt consumers to ask themselves if their streaming services spark joy. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.